put the pictures in front of people so they can see where we're going to go with this, where we can go with this.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we're going to not go real far out of Studio AOC today. In fact, I'm sitting here looking in the studio up at Gunther Kuhn's office in Mountain View Window and Door, who's one of our valued trusted advisors. What?
What?
Trusted advisors. Do you think people are confused on what that means?
Well, you know, it's one of those words that's not, or descriptions that's not typical on the one hand. On the other hand, it really describes what we do. So that's what we're going to get into today, is talk about how we've become and how we function as trusted advisors to our top clients.
Awesome. And that's what I love, and hopefully why the tribe is growing and really listening in on this, is because we don't talk theory and BS. We talk real world stories here on The Art of Construction. So we're going to go through and talk about how I was the sales consultant working for a previous owner, trying to get Gunther Kuhn, who is the project manager for a local builder here, Red Corp, to, in the end, is going to tell us why he is a trusted advisor under the AOC umbrella with our sister company, Mountain View Window and Door. So let's dive in and have the speed round with Gunther Kuhn. Lock and load, team.
Here we go.
What's your favorite beverage?
Well, I have to say that I've always been a huge fan of beer, and I love an IPA, but the last couple of years, I've been kind of taken off of wheat, so now I'm into mixed drinks and love something like a Negroni, so a little bit different.
Yeah, and I've got to been out with him a few times, and he definitely has fun with it, so that's cool. Tell us your favorite place you've traveled.
I have to say that honeymoon to Italy last October was probably the funnest trip.
Awesome. Well, give us one experience or story from that event.
The whole week, we had a car in the countryside of Umbria, traveling from fortified hilltop city to the next, and vineyards, and just breathtaking, and a great just disconnect from the busy, busy world we're in.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and it sounds like that's what a honeymoon's supposed to be, is disconnect, and the whole experience was fun, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
I'll pick one of the two because I love mountain biking and skiing, but mountain biking I find myself able to do almost year-round, and just love getting out into the woods and again, being able to disconnect and breathe in some nature.
Excellent. And as we talked about before Gunther came into Studio AOC, the evolution of being a contractor to a sales consultant to a trusted advisor, I want to start out by our managing advisor under Mountain View Window and Door. Set the stage with Gunther Kuhn to hear his story as one of our top trusted advisors in the Art of Construction and Mountain View family.
Well, Gunther is a former client of mine. He was a general contractor with a long-term contractor here building custom homes in the Denver metro area, and got associated with Mountain View, got used to kind of how we worked, and through that process in his life came a change, and he came to us and explored the opportunity to come work with us as a sales consultant, and now as a trusted advisor. So we've changed the nomenclature a little bit. Same activity, but different name and different nomenclature that we'll talk about here a little more today.
Exactly. And that's what I want to peel back the layers today, to say, what does it mean to be a trusted advisor? So Gunther, tell us the evolution of back when you were one of our contractors up through being a sales consultant today as a trusted advisor. When I asked you to be on this conversation, you were all jazzed up, and we just did a movie shoot and all this kind of stuff. As the Hollywood perspective you are today here at Mountain View Window and Door, tell us the evolution and paint the picture for the world listening out there.
Well, before we change the name to Trusted Advisor, you could look at us as sales consultants or a sales rep, and there's a lot of connotations to that, that in the past when I was a customer, there may have been more of that, and Kevin wasn't my only rep here or sales consultant here at Mountain View. There's definitely degrees of the kind of help you can get from a supplier or a vendor, and It can be as simple as just taking your order and doing what you request and putting a quote together. But when you're talking about really these high-end custom luxury projects, there really needs to be someone that can be trusted to make all that magic happen, whether the contractor knows what they need or not. There's really a lot of in-depth perspective going into it and through it and follow through beyond that, even after the product's been delivered. So a lot of trust is needed in a representative from Mountain View to make sure all those roads of design are gone down at the beginning. And then as it evolves, really there's a great connection between the contractor and architect so that there's the correct communication so that the correct thing can be spec'd out and not late in the game or even 2020 hindsight, well, we should have done that. A lot of that 2020 hindsight is what we are really striving to eliminate. So, because we're doing it right the first time.
Well, excellent. One of the things that we talk about on the Art of Construction podcast all the time is the importance of collaboration. One of the things that I think came into the conversation about changing our descriptions from sales consultants to trusted advisors was in conversations with Devin and Greg Hernandez was the whole concept of what do we really provide to the customer? And the common denominator was really building that level of trust with our clients to be able to rely on our input for things that are not necessarily on their spec sheets, their designs, their plans, and ultimately coming up with a better overall project. So talk a little bit maybe about your interaction with some of your key clients here and how that collaboration and really trusted advisor kind of work with them has benefited both you and the client.
The trusted advisor name was not really what made it turn into this really fun situation. I think from day one that I came here, I started seeing these systems where people can walk in the door, whether they be a new customer, a new contractor, or an existing one, and we can quickly create this rapport where they can see that we're going to work with some tools with them and not just show them something. We're going to work with them. And I get this constant feedback from new and long-term customers of, I've never seen this before. I've never seen where you sit down, you interact, you actually get all the answers you need taken care of at the beginning and all the follow through. So the feedback is really what has made it fun for me to see what we can do with a client.
I couldn't agree more. And the word fun is really what I think of when I think of the Art of Construction. And I think that's why this thing is really taking off. And Kevin, you mentioned Greg Hernandez, and he has become the content director for the Art of Construction Sales Academy. So we are developing this whole program, and what we're going to talk about today has a lot of influence from Greg Hernandez, who came into the construction industry that spent 35 years in the banking world and worked himself up into the top of the banking world and has dealt with a lot of people and worked from that going into the teller versus going with that financial advisor and taking all of those new perspectives and putting it into the Art of Construction platform. So it's been a lot of fun. And Kevin, who has some stints with that, it's been great to see the training and the evolution. Correct me if I'm wrong. Tell us some things along the way that you've seen as it's kind of the light bulbs going off on connecting the dots of the world of construction can a lot of times be too corporate. It's all about the numbers or too construction. We've always done it this way. So that's what I want to talk through and take the words that come around the trusted advisor. So Kevin, tell us your kind of feedback of overseeing our trusted advisors on a day-to-day basis, but also a new fresh set of eyes where Devin, the fearless leader, always has 50 ideas coming in and how it evolved from Greg Hernandez.
Well, the way that Gunther just described it is not just a name, that's correct. I mean, but what we were doing was trying to describe, and Greg was asking us, coming from the outside, looking into the window and door business, what do you guys do? How do you do it? And the common denominator, again, that kept coming up was this interaction, this collaboration with clients. And that's where him referring back to his background in the financial world, when you're having to advise people and take their entire net worth and be responsible for it, you need some trust involved to be able to do that. So that's where the idea came from. And really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. In this case, we're being entrusted to help and to provide guidance and that kind of thing, expertise, if you will, for a window and door package, which on the surface may sound a little boring, but the reality is with all the money that's going and all the blood, sweat, tears, and everything going into the design of these spectacular homes, they want somebody to be able to provide input as to what key things they may have missed, like the design pressure ratings for the wind loads and the water intrusion and a lot of details that are behind the front level of details that they're looking for an expert. And then again, that's part of the reason that we made a collective decision to kind of change the way we describe ourselves so at the very beginning, people can understand that there's something different about the Mountain View sales process from all of our competitors.
Excellent. So to paint the picture, what we're going to do today is we're going to have some fun, and we're going to come up and we're going to use the word association game, and we're going to peel back some layers on words that really, I think, help articulate of what it means to be a trusted advisor. And there was an article that just came out by Mark Cuban, who is very outspoken and has a lot of different beliefs, but he's been a leader in where things are going and a leader when it comes to technology and change, if you look at what he's done. And he talks about how technology and the computer and all those things are taking over, that they can do so many things for you, but you can't forget the handshake and the trust and all of the words that come on the front end. That's what really separates in the human interaction. So we're going to use some words. We're going to take turns of asking Gunther, as our trusted advisor, what these words mean. So we're going to start by the word trust. Gunther, as a trusted advisor, what comes to mind when you hear the word trust?
So someone that you can believe in, someone that you can rely on. Someone that is unquestioning amount of ability, you don't need to really second guess them.
Love it. So you're not an Amazon, right?
Correct.
So that's where I think you really have to think about that, right? You don't. It's really hard to go buy a custom-made piece of something from Amazon. It's that mass-produced thing. So the word trust in the dictionary says a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And I think that's what all boils down to. That's the pendulum of our industry. And we always talk about getting right on paper, but it's trusting what is on the paper is key to where the pendulum goes to, I'm going to buy windows from you, or I'm going to buy this from you, or I'm going to hire you to do our services. Kevin, you want to elaborate on that?
Absolutely true. It's just like anything comparing price. It's really about value. It's what do you get for what you spend? It's not just the pure dollars that you've spent now, because one of the things we always talk about is, what is the cost at the end of the process? And that's only one little item on that bucket list to really come up with the ability to trust somebody.
Excellent. So I'm going to say the next word, and then Kevin and I are going to take turns going out the rest of the show here. Pride.
When I think about pride working here, I think about, I may have mentioned this earlier, the feedback that I hear from some of my higher-end contractors. The way that when they're in here, they tell me things that, well, I've never had this experience before, where I'm just taken care of and everything, and pride also in the company that's here, because it's not just me that I'm proud of. It's everyone else around here, from the front door to everyone else that's giving help to the situation with one of my clients.
Excellent. So the dictionary says, a feeling or deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. Kevin, circle that one back.
Well, there's no question that, like Gunther says, one of the key things I think that we can all take pride in is the fact that every department in Mountain View has the same collective thought process and objective, and that is to do well and to do what the customer's looking to achieve, to really take pride in their work, to make sure that the customer ultimately is getting what their expectation has been. All right, the next one, Gunther, is respect.
Around here, respect is another one of those fun things because I've only been here about just over a year, and it's been a while now that whether it be a new person or one of the veterans are coming to ask me for help, whether it be from my perspective on how to put a set of windows together or some of the other difficult, complicated hoops that we have to put together to make these projects really shine. So I've enjoyed some of that here.
So the Webster definition of respect is a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Devin, you want to circle that one back?
I would just say the respect is earned, not given. And when that word respect falls under the trusted advisor, when they can trust you, then they give you that respect, and you truly are looking out for their best interests. The story I'd tell is, just working with some clients, and they were between option A and option B. And I truly believe the point when they said, I'm going with Devin, is when I said, as your trusted advisor, I would highly recommend using this window versus what the competitor's saying and adjust the size and blah, blah, blah. You get the point. They trusted me. And by trusting me, I earned that respect to where then they had me, I was their trusted advisor the rest of the way. So when you're selling something, you have to earn that respect. And that's where Mountain View is very different than a lot of people. It's definitely not the one-time close. We want to be the trusted advisor to earn that respect, and then we feel like we're the right fit along the lines. So the next one, Gunther, we have work ethic.
So for me, work ethic is something that I was kind of brought up with, but working here at Mountain View, believe it or not, is, again, one of those fun things because there's so many positive things that come out of putting all the work in that make all the clients' projects become a priority in my life because they're so rewarding.
So the dictionary says work ethic, the principle that hard work is intrinsically virtuous or worthy of reward. Kevin, you want to circle back on that keyword?
Well, again, I think it's just a matter of working to the overall objective and doing what it takes to get there within reason. I mean, we're not going to be running over any animals or children on the way, but the idea is to work and make every effort that you can to accomplish the mission at hand.
And the part this morning at the gym, I was listening to a Mind Your Business podcast, and it was all about how to achieve, your maximized results. And the thing that really stuck home to me was, if you say yes to everything that pops out in front of you, what are you saying no to? And I think that really boils down to your work ethic to say no until the thing really fits what you're doing, and don't say yes, but say hell yes, and really do well at that. And I think that's a key differentiator when you have a company with an expressive leader like me that is always coming up with new ideas, is to take the work ethic to lead back up and back down and to say no. And I think that work ethic is a key part of, if you do want to be what we're talking about, some of the words next, it's going to take some extra time, so we can talk about that as well.
Okay, so this is an important one. The word progressive, and as you describe your kind of impression of that word, Gunther, talk a little bit about how you see your work with Bluebeam kind of come into play with that.
So for me, progressive is kind of synonymous with cutting edge. I've always, whether I was a contractor or I'm working here as Mountain View as a trusted advisor, I've always tried to look in a forward direction of what's next and how do we make this work smoother, more efficiently, so that we can have more of that fun making it work. So Bluebeam is a PDF writer and reader. It's kind of light years ahead of a lot of the other things out there, including Adobe. Here in Mountain View, I end up having to use both because when I'm collaborating with people here in Mountain View, I'm talking Adobe. But when I'm working between architects and contractors, it's Bluebeam. And it's really amazing how much you can do when you kind of look into what technology's out there to really be efficient with how you are putting something together. And what I mean by that is, contractors walk in here, they have a set of drawings, and we have a lot lines of windows that can do this and that, there's always a conflict with what's actually possible and what is affordable, because there's both what you can do and then there's what you can do if you jump through a lot of other people's hoops to make the engineering work. So the drawings always need some kind of change. They need to be altered. And what's incredible about Bluebeam is I can instantly, within minutes, make some of those changes and even put a price along with it with a quoting software to visually show on an elevation what this project can now look like. So people are sitting in front of me at the conference table and we are making the changes happen. Sometimes the architect's there, most of the time they're not. So that whole process of sending a request to the architect to make a drawing change and that could take weeks, if not months sometimes. But we're trying to do it very quickly as the project is evolving. And when I say evolving, there's always a budget involved. You go ask the architect to do one thing, and nothing against them, but they don't have the toolbox in their pocket of what these windows can do. So there's that lag period of making the changes work finally with what the budget actually is. So really speeding up the process of what could take months to what could take just a matter of an afternoon or maybe a week after some of the back and forth.
Progressive, happening or developing gradually or in stages, proceeding step by step. And I think the definition of this one and the word we're going to talk about next really tie in well together. But as I've learned as the leader of Mountain View and the AOC, you have to be able to communicate at your lowest common denominator. And what I mean by that is you can have people that are progressive, but if they're out there on their own island and everyone else is doing something else, it's not going to work for the team. So it's taking that progressive nature and having focus group and leaders that are out there working out the kinks, but then developing systems and structure to pull that back into where everybody's brought up to work together. I'm a big fan of Anderson Windows, and the Art of Construction is deeply involved with all the things they're doing, and they have a whole nother layer of that, where when you talk about all when they buy all these companies and self-integration to try to get software tools, there's a lot of layers of differentiation when you talk about a big box store selling a window versus a trusted advisor in a boutique dealership. So it's working that stuff together and making sure you're all pushing each other but not letting people fall off the tracks. Kevin, anything else with progressive?
No, I think that pretty well describes it. I think I like Gunther's description much more than the Webster description. It's pretty bland, but I mean, it gives you an idea of what it takes to kind of keep pushing things forward.
Cool. The next word is one of my favorites, but it can also create a lot of conversation, good or bad. And that word is innovator or innovation. So I think that definitely ties into what we were just talking about there. But Gunther, you want to elaborate as you, the trusted advisor, innovator at Mountain View Window and Door.
Very similar to progressive in being cutting edge, innovator, I think of trying to find these solutions to make this whole process just streamlined. And I want to add that Mountain View has reached out to One Next Step level to bring interns in. I've been a part of that, and it's been a real fun process, because when I say fun, it's because there are these incredible tools that I'm making use of that make this easy. So whether it be technology, innovation, trying to simplify that whole process of what a contractor says he wants to do, what an architect has drawn, and making those changes in a very quick period of time. Another kind of innovation that we do is not really software-based technology, but it's window technology. And I really had a lot of fun with what you can do with an Anderson E-Series window. When it comes to accessory metals, there's a lot you can do with what Anderson has prescribed. And then there's a lot of creativity sometimes necessary to really go to the next level, where you can actually, if you're creative enough, you can take accessory metals and mate them onto other people's products, other people's door frames, which we have a lot of other products in our showroom besides just Anderson. So sometimes that's necessary. So been a lot of fun doing that.
Excellent. So I'm going to read the dictionary version of innovator is a person who introduces new methods, ideas, or products. And I want to peel back a few more layers about this word intern. And I think that is something we've done very well through the Art of Construction platform, is that we love education. And the director at CU Environmental Design Program, I did a presentation for him, and I'm going to let Gunther tell the story of he was the one that worked with our most recent intern, Lauren, who we're super stoked about. I went to Nate and told him the story, and later found out through Lauren, as Gunther was working with her, is that she went in and figuring out what is the right intern, and the director gave the spiel and talked about who Mountain View Window and Door was. And she's like, a window and door company? Kind of like, yeah, I don't want to do that. And he's like, no, it's so much more. And I think the so much more is the Art of Construction that feeds to those companies. So Gunther, tell me what it's like when and I appreciate you as a trusted advisor who works straight commission to take the time and educate to Lauren and see where it goes from there. So tell us the story of the evolution of the first semester of Lauren and what you did with her and the experience.
Well, I wasn't really sure how much time this was going to suck from my given workday. I thought that, well, I had some drawings that she could help me organize and almost start the takeoff process with and for me. And I was pleasantly surprised that with the tools that I'm using here at Mountain View, whether it be Bluebeam or some of it you can also do with Adobe, what she was able to do when I get a set of drawings, that's maybe it's just the link. She goes to the link, she looks at the 300-page set of drawings, and she quickly, and when I say quickly, she was here for a couple 4.5-hour periods. I probably spent 10 minutes at a time, maybe a couple times during each of those periods, to explain what I needed her to do. And maybe I had to check on her a few times, but takes a set of drawings, and when she's done at the end of that period of time that she was here in the showroom, has organized in all the separate pages that we need, has labeled all the windows that the architect may have done it maybe on the schedule, but not really on the drawings, and then isolated the nuances and inconsistencies of what's on the elevation versus what's on the floor plan, found everything from tempered window locations to even translating a whole set of windows that are in, if there's a unit A through F, if there's no E or F, she's gone to the next step to note all the handings that are necessary to make that happen. So really summarized in a very great way on the drawings what is needed to turn this into an actual quote so it can actually turn into a real project. So the time savings for me, what she did in 4 hours, saved about a week of my time with how much back and forth we'd do between our other projects. So a huge time saver and not a whole lot of investment needed for me given the systems that we're using to make these projects shine.
Excellent. And the premise of the Art of Construction is for you contractors and architects to grow your business. And if you think about that, there's, as we always say, there's two things you don't have enough of, and that's time and money. And the saying I used at the company meeting a few weeks ago has really resonated with me when it comes to thinking of the word intern and being progressive and innovating and all those things, is the saying of, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, build a team, or as we say on the Art of Construction, build a tribe. And that's what really what we're doing here is to say, we really want to take the talents of Lauren, who comes in with all this cool new perspectives and a new fresh set of eyes, but with Gunther being a contractor to a sales consultant, now a trusted advisor, it was amazing to watch those two work together. And as the intern station is in the front of, I get to see the interaction, and you were really training each other. But it wasn't real. It was right from day one was getting good information off of that. So, you know, what doesn't kill you make you stronger, and we continue to try new things. So I appreciate you bringing up the intern thing, Gunther.
All right, now we're into a word that paramount in construction, and that is problem solver, solution finder. So, Gunther, talk a little bit about your perspective on those two words, problem solver, solution finder.
Well, I have to say that when it comes to problem solver, it's really been my most favorite position or role, whether I've been a contractor or or a trusted advisor, because there's always something that goes wrong. And it really, to me, is a challenge I love to take on to make what some people call a problem. To me, it's really just, it's a diversion, a roadblock, a hurdle. And really enjoyed working on whether it be how to take one of those 300-page documents that's got multiple buildings and turn it into a very specific quote that is not going to take you forever to actually have it specific, really wear you down with all the details. When it comes to more of the real-world hands-on, this is a lot of some of my contractor experience, there's a lot of install details that we need to kind of figure out on paper before the project can even happen. Some of the Wyland products we have, they get really, really big. We've had issues with communication with the structural engineers. We've also had some of the width issues on some of the system that needs to sit on a concrete wall. So trying to throw some ideas in there for a structural engineer without being the engineer, throwing those ideas into the mix to make it work on paper before everything ends up at the job site and everyone's got their hands up in the air because they went this one direction. No longer can they solve the problem 10 different ways. There's only two ways to do it, and they're really, really costly.
So the dictionary answer of problem solver is a thinker who focuses on the problem as stated and tries to synthesize information and knowledge to achieve a solution. But I think, again, I like your answer better, Gunther, because the reality in construction is that there's always going to be unforeseen circumstances, which can be translated into problems. And the bottom line is you have to anticipate those and provide a solution. So that's the key right there, is being able to provide a realistic solution as a trusted advisor.
Yeah, and as a trusted advisor, you're not the architect, you're not the engineer, you're not the homeowner, you're not the contractor, you're not the designer, but you're the trusted advisor in the middle of all that to help give the right information to make everybody look good and get the project to the finish line. Right, Gunther?
Yeah.
All right. Credibility.
Credibility and trust kind of go hand in hand. When I think about trust and credibility.
Oh, wait, it comes hand in hand, because I got to read the direction. The dictionary says credibility, the quality of being trusted and believed in. And I think that's what you get when you become the trusted advisor. So you definitely nailed it when you say they go hand in hand, because that's what the dictionary says, trust.
When I say they go hand in hand, when it comes to trust, I think of this one circumstance where I had a developer that was writing the checks for this one contractor that we've developed a great relationship with, and he brought in a check, and Becky and I could not read what the numbers and the word said, so we asked him to bring another check in. He brought another check in, and he was kind of rushing in and out. He asked me to fill it out to ensure that there wouldn't be any problems with being able to read it. Next thing I knew, he was out the door before I had finished writing anything down on the check. They basically left us a blank check, trusting that I was going to take care of everything and he didn't have to worry about a thing.
I think you have credibility with him.
I think so.
All right. The next key word is initiative. So, Gunther, what does that connotate for you?
Usually in this business, when I have a customer walk in or send me a set of drawings, like I said earlier, just give him what he's asking me for. But normally, one of these luxury homes, it needs a little bit more than what's just written on the page or drawn or even described to me by the architect or the contractor. And really, not much is going to happen unless I keep pushing and taking the steps to put the questions out there, put the pictures, like I've been talking about, put the pictures in front of people so they can see where we're going to go with this, where we can go with this, and not have this brick wall answer of, I can't do that. You have to go redesign it and come back to me when you're ready. So for me, it's kind of fun that I kind of am the driver for these projects, whether people know it or not, because I'm the one on some of these luxury homes that nothing's going to happen until I make all the right changes that everyone can understand, not just that I can put on a quote and people can see a number, but they actually see where we're going, and then we can keep moving forward.
So this is where the dictionary definition is right on track with what you just described. So here it is: the ability to assess and initiate things independently. So that's kind of what you're talking about, is looking at something with a fresh set of eyes to be able to then come back with recommended solutions, innovations, all those kinds of things that we talked about earlier. So that's great.
Yeah, and it's like Google and social media. Greg Hernandez did a sales class on the psychology of stuff and the dopamines and all those kinds of things that we talked about. We'll be running that through the AOC Sales Academy, so hit us up if you're interested in that. The whole thing is really to understand what they really want, even though it may not say it right on paper. And we always go back to get it right on paper. Well, they don't always get it right on paper. So as the trusted advisor, you have to try to understand what everybody wants based on the budget and paint that picture, what is real versus... Sometimes we get a shit sandwich and we have to deal with it, right? Does that ever happen?
Absolutely. It's just like what Gunther was describing, where you're looking at the floor plan, elevation, and the window and door schedules may not align. Meaning, okay, you got three different answers. What are we supposed to do here?
Right.
And that's a simple description of how things don't always line up, or there aren't enough details to really come up with a recommended solution unless you show some of that initiative and innovation.
Exactly. And all those words. So you go back to when you get a plan, elevation, and all that, that doesn't match, which is pretty common. And because architects have to wear so many different hats and everybody's giving them different information, and I need this done yesterday, a lot of times you have to say good is good enough. So when you say the words pride, respect, work ethic, being progressive, being an innovator, being a problem solver, trust and credibility, an initiative. Gunther, would you say those are fair words that I asked you when it comes to what is a trusted advisor?
I think they're dead on.
So let's give some examples as we always do. Feel free to answer this as when you were a contractor and now as a trusted advisor. What was the most unique construction project you have done?
I'm actually in the middle of one right now. It's up in Boulder Canyon. Just an incredible place to be up in the canyon where you're in the trees, you can see the city views towards the east, and it's not a huge, overly oppressive piece of house on top of the landscape. It's fairly conservative, but everything about the glass is really big, and it's from floor to ceiling, really large units. And for me, it was really fun to put the whole thing together and work with both Arc 11 and Horizon Builders, really making an excellent synthesis of what you can do and what everybody wants. So I really enjoyed that one.
Well, that's an important point, I think, to bring up, and that is that these don't always have to be palatial mansions. I mean, you can work with a relatively modest piece of property and a project on that modest piece of property, and yet for that particular group of people, the architects, the builder, the homeowner, and us, it's incredibly important to be able to execute that in a way that's going to give them the maximum benefit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that your most unique project is one that is not that, because it's sometimes swallowing your pride or having the right respect to say, you know, and then it becomes a fun project by respecting everything that comes to you and having the right work ethic to take the time initiative, but be progressive and innovative to take that floor to ceiling glass. And on these modern contemporary designs that we've had a lot of conversations with on the Art of Construction, it's really, you have to be a problem solver and have a lot of initiative in trusting each other to have glass go floor to ceiling and make it all look perfect and simple. That's a challenge a lot of times. We talked with Neil from Harvey Hines at length about that on a previous show, about how expensive and how hard it is to just have floor-to-ceiling glass that is on a smaller scale, right?
Yep.
On the flip side, Gunther, what is the most challenging project that you've worked on?
Well, I'm going to probably give two examples here, one before and one after starting here at Mountain View. And as a contractor, I did a lot of custom homes, and I guess you could say my first pop top for someone else, and this is years ago. It was definitely a challenge because I had to put a whole new second floor on a house that already had a remodeled bathroom, master bathroom, and kitchen, and the ceiling of the kitchen needed to stay there. And of course, we endured all kinds of weather and rain and all kinds of, the whole house flooded in the middle of this project, even with all the tarps, despite the wind. And And the house is sitting there today, complete, and it's a beautiful house in Washington Park. Really rewarding type of project. As a trusted advisor here at Mountain View, had a project I got to work on in the Longmont area. Definitely challenging in that they want a really big glass, really big pieces of windows put together in 45-degree corners, 90-degree corners, switch glass. And it was a challenge to walk into this thing and figure out, okay, we need to meet the U-values. We need to meet the design pressure criteria, but we still want these 45. We still want these 90-degree corners. And it was really rewarding to make all the solutions happen. Took a lot of problem solving, took a lot of questions to the right people in Anderson to get steps beyond what's just offered in the catalog or on the website. So really enjoyed that.
That's an important point, I think, right there, and that is that all of the descriptions that we've talked about is not only within our interaction with customers, it's also within our interaction with vendors, because you know the answers may not directly be apparent. So you have to, in order to solve those problems, you've got to be inquisitive, you've got to be progressive with the vendors to get the right people to answer those questions in a way that you can then transmit to your client to ultimately be the trusted advisor like we're talking about.
Love it. Well, in closing, Gunther, tell us if there's the one thing you're going to give the listening audience before you came to Mountain View and Indoor, what would be that bit of advice? And after a year of hardcore training to be a top trusted advisor, has that changed?
Definitely what I walked in here thinking of what I was going to be able to do and what I was going to do is where I am now is not what I ever imagined. And what I mean by that is not just achievements as far as what's on paper, but really the kind of family atmosphere that I've able to become a part of and work together as a team with all the right systems. These were all things that I wish I had as a contractor, having systems, have that group, that team to work with that just makes it all happen. I really couldn't be in a happier place.
I think that's pretty good. As his managing advisor, anything you'd piggyback off of what he's saying on the having fun with a team, with systems?
Well, it really kind of reflects the same opinion I have. I mean, it's the same experience I've had here, and I think it's nice to hear, for one, and it's also something that we convey to our clients, and collectively it helps all of us do better at what we do.
Well, it's always fun to talk real world with theory, and I love that, and hopefully you guys got a lot out of this to peel back the layers on those words and really think about that when you're building up your team as trusted advisors. So thanks for coming in and telling the story, Gunther. Believing in the systems that we've created here and making them that much stronger.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Tribe. I'm Devin Tilley, one of the hosts of the Art of Construction podcast, a podcast specifically designed to help you contractors and architects grow your business by explaining the awesome world of construction. After teaching an audience that has grown to over 40,000 people, it's time to expand, baby, so let's add video to the platform. Each Monday, we will be bringing you a new video on some of our favorite projects and telling you all about the art of construction process. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel today so you don't miss any of it. Come on over and have a fireside chat at theartofconstruction.net and be part of the tribe. See you next week on The Art of Construction. Well, I hopefully you have thought about those words, and a job description is just a job description unless you really believe in it and live it. And that's what we really wanted to turn the microphone on today and talk about what we mean when we say trusted advisor.
Well, and the key thing there too is, and Gunther touched on it right away, and that is that the word trusted advisor really didn't come first. It was a description after a lot of discussion about how we interact with our clients, how we provide results for our clients, and ultimately what we do on a daily basis. And what best describes what we do? And instead of the typical sales consultant, sales rep, all the things that are kind of a catch-all in a big bucket, which is where most and, quite frankly, all of our competitors are, what would be a better description? And we all collectively kind of concluded that trusted advisor would be the best description, and that's why we went there.
Yeah, and the word sales just scares people.
Correct.
And we're not here to scare you. We're your friend, man. You know, come on. Come join the tribe. And it's all about trust. And, you know, I just want to say those words one more time as we, our call to action is to think through those words. And whatever the job is as you're growing and evolving in your business, think through and have the passion and have the gusto behind your job description. So, Kevin, let's you and I go back and forth and say those words one more time as our call to action for you to all think about it.
Here we go. Trust, firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something.
Pride, a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired.
Respect, a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Work ethic, the principle that hard work is intrinsically virtuous or worthy of reward.
Progressive, happening or developing gradually or in stages, proceeding step by step.
Innovator, a person who introduces new methods, ideas, or products.
Problem solver, a thinker who focuses on the problem as stated and tries to synthesize information and knowledge to achieve a solution.
Credibility, the quality of being trusted and believed in.
Initiative, the ability to assess and initiate things independently.
Good stuff. Thanks, absolutely, Gunther, for coming in. We're proud to have you on the team and the Art of Construction tribe. Keep on listening. Give us that feedback. We love all the message board and all the interaction. Got a lot of great shows coming up and can't wait to see where this thing continues to grow.